Blog Talk Radio.
Friday before Memorial Day. It is a new day. Donald Trump has secured all of the necessary delegates to appropriately secure the Republican nomination. He needed 1237. He got 1238. And they'll probably get more as we just play this thing out. Donald Trump invited Bernie Sanders to a national debate. Sanders says, game on. Where does this leave Hillary Clinton, who opted not to debate Bernie Sanders prior to the California primary, which is in a week and a half? Now she's changed her tune and wants to debate everybody. What is really going down when Congress decides not to even focus on Zika and go on for a two-week break? Meanwhile, authorities in Brazil and Olympic authorities are suggesting that this Olympic season may need to be delayed because of multiple, including Zika. If you're traveling by air, you should expect an extra two-hour delay. End of discussion. This is Real Talk, Real Politics. I'm your host, Marty Smith. Help is on the way. We'll be right back. Okay, folks, we're back to Real Talk for Politics. I'm Marty Smith. Now, here's the issue with Donald Trump. He isn't losing support. He is gaining support. I thought that Senator Elizabeth Warren's comments were over the top with regard to the anger and angst that she rightly should have regarding Donald Trump. But to view it in such a way and to spew it in such a way has done nothing for 300 and nearly 50 days since this guy has started his presidency, but emboldened and garnered more support for him. And then to hit him with the comment of a money grubber. Well, hell, I made money off the Iraq war because I just happened to have invested in stock. I invested in using Jesse Jackson's strategy, actually the push strategy of buying one share so that you can gain access to the shareholder record to see exactly what the damn corporation is doing. So when I invested whatever minimal amount it was, and I didn't gain any significant amount, but I did make a profit on that account. I invested in Halliburton. We went to war. Their stock prices went up. At the end of the day, that's a profit. It might have not, because I only bought 1 to 2 shares. You know, we're talking about less than a six-pack worth of profit. But the point was to engage the corporation using the Jesse Jackson strategy that I learned early on, as well as being mentored by Congresswoman Barbara Lee in Oakland, actually when she was in the Assembly, and also when she was at city council level, helping her get there. I learned research methods and tools that I just never had known that whole range of them. Whole range. And government data that is available. Now, having said all that, the money grubber thing just really rubbed me the wrong way. This system that we're under is set up to profit by any means necessary. Your loved one dies, somebody sells you roses, carnation, or whatever arrangement. There is a profit being made. Are they money grubbers? After this banking debacle, lending debacle, housing debacle, the current president never pursued any type of sanction or I mean, he didn't look to prosecute the people who committed these crimes. The public was never bailed out. More than 40% of the Democratic senators voted like the Republicans during this time. Are they money grubbers? The system is money grubbing. If you don't have Obamacare, you got a $700 bill. That money grubbing? In California, you can't even damn near water your lawn or get the trash out of the lawn. And they won't clean your street. You can't walk out the store in privacy with your own purchases unless you bring a bag. There's a profit incentive in all of this. Unless we pay the CRV tax or the bag tax, you're not going to clean the streets or use the money for this, that, and the other. And every year we add another tax. Mark my words, people. They're going to figure out a way to give you an air tax on the air you breathe, which used to be free. But now we need our monthly fee, or else we're going to infuse your air through our system with stuff that is not healthy for you. And if you don't have Obamacare, the fee will be $1,200. We want to make you worse and then fix you back up. It's a nice cycle. Going to tax your ass and then have you spend to get better. And then we're going to give you some more money and benefits. And then we're going to make you sick again, like Porter Rash. All right, what was my topic? Now, Donald Trump, this is crazy. Page says, embracing Trump. Neo-Nazi and Jewish backers are both convinced Trump's on their side. Ooh, rewind. Neo-Nazis and Jewish people. We have the Knesset and the SS all working together with the Jewish parliament and the Fifth Reich to just make everything just beautiful and just shine again and build a wall. Yeah. Did you hear what I just said? Neo-Nazis and Jews are backing Trump. So, while you bullshit, I looked closely at what was going on at that protest out in Arizona. Wherever they talked to Trump protests, it just, on its surface, looks like Mexico versus America in a soccer match. But then when they showed inside, you've got all these people talking about Latinos for Trump. What are the true statistics on that? I mean, we need real number count. Because folks will say one thing and be on some other side of Trump is spending money. That's the whole thing with the debate. He told Bernie Sanders that, yo, I'll give a considerable amount of the proceeds from the debate to any charity of your choice. Well, hell, we'll debate every week now, as long as my people get funded. So is that money grubbing? Or is that just funding your program? Is pushing a cart up and down the street money grubbing? Is begging outside the supermarket money grubbing? Or is the extra price and the taxes that when you get in that supermarket money grubbing? Or is the whole damn thing grubbing? It's just a grubby, grubby, grubby nature of things. You know, I'm just putting that out here on Real Talk Real Politics. If Donald Trump is successful in setting up a huge debate with Bernie Sanders, our political scene is now moving into a whole nother theatrics. We're at a third level here. It's like they decided to go with, we were already doing Hollywood. That's what the whole political process is about. It's like one big Hollywood movie. We was doing that. But now if they do this side debate, Trump solely with Sanders. Oh, they're going full Hamilton. They're going Hamilton on that ass. They're going full theater. They're going live on Broadway. This is one of the smartest things I've ever seen in politics. I'm going to raise money because people don't like me and those that come to protest. But be careful, those that come to protest, because every bottle that you buy for water, or maybe Donald Trump might be selling spray cans so he can just tear up his event. This is how ridiculous this has got. But imagine, I mean, just L.A., what's one of the biggest venues we got is what, the Rose Bowl, the Coliseum? I'm going to give them both of ideas. One of them take the Rose Bowl, one of them take the Coliseum, and they both pack it out. And they debate each other on live, you know, Tron screen and do the dizzle thizzle. It doesn't matter if you're in the same physical room, it's the debate that we want to see. That would be huge. That would actually triple the amount of revenue. And remember, every bottle of water, you know, depends on how they set it up. Every hot dog you buy, they get a profit paid to get into the event. I think this is one of the most innovative political ideas I've ever heard of. And if it does come to pass, it will affect the relationship between Bernie Sanders and the Democratic Party, but also Donald Trump and all parties, depending on what rhetoric he comes with that day. I don't think he's illiterate or ungifted enough to change with the season. I think that once we start talking about being and looking presidential, you kind of hamstruck yourself into, well, I need someone to act a way as opposed to giving me their opinions and views like Bernie Sanders and all of the candidates from time to time. I think what you see with them is their heart. And what you don't like is that part of that heart that you don't like. Okay, folks, let's take another break, and we'll be back with Real Talk, Real Politics. All right, folks, we're back. Real Talk, Real Politics. I'm your host, Marty Smith. And Congress has decided to leave D.C. with no Zika legislation in place or idea of how to come to any resolve. And they have nothing but lengthy negotiations ahead. Reading from a Huffington Post article by Mike DeBoinis, and Paul Kane, written around 6 a.m. this morning. Congress abandoned the Capitol Thursday for an almost two-week break without addressing how to combat Zika, even as public health officials issue dire warnings about the spread of the mosquito-driven virus with summer approaching. Republican leaders insist a deal can be struck soon to provide the money federal health officials say is needed to develop a vaccine. They also downplayed the risk of waiting a little longer, arguing existing money is available for the initial steps needed to help contain the virus while lawmakers resolve the larger funding fight. They can, and this is a can, get to work on this problem, and there's money in the pipeline that's already going out the door right now, House Speaker Ryan said, as he told reporters Thursday. But with Democrats hammering Republicans over neglect on a virus that attacks pregnant women, some GOP lawmakers particularly those in Florida, i.e. Marco Rubio, and other warm weather locales, expressing increasing anxiety about the slowly developing response as the warm weather breeds more mosquitoes. Okay, let me pause here. The White House asked for nearly $1 billion. Or maybe multiple. And I think the Senate passed a fraction of that, which was a nice number, but this is not everything that the White House asked. Meanwhile, Congress was pretty much looking at a third of what the Senate passed, like $606 million or something like that. Just a ridiculously low number to address a crisis. Ridiculously low. And I don't have all the numbers in front of me. But my point is, a lot of the frustration in the political cycle that the public seems to be airing is that the process of politics is so redundant and slow in response to the process of living, where I appreciate your benefit package, but I'm starving today. It's going to take an additional 7 months, 3 months of wrangling, and then 3 months of bureaucracy, and then a whole nother month of whatever to finally get a check. And don't tell me where I will be when the original crisis concern reached that level of political legislative action. And 6-7 months is being very conservative. It may take, in many cases, 2 or 3 years to get things, if not decades, to get things enacted legislatively that the public may have demanded over and over through a whole series of public interactions, voices, votes, polls, you know, just to really get a sense for where the public is. Not only do you have the sophistication of your national media polling, and polling in general, you have metadata and statistics that suggest and tell you that, you know, they use this type of computer to check in with this party, then something to the contrary may not be true. You have data within your everyday in and out living now, and it's voluminous. It's huge. However, I think that we've gotten to the point where the public doesn't expect Congress to act on anything that, one, Barack Obama produces in his final month, and two, in general, whether he was the president or not. They're slow to react. Unless you come up with super hyperbole, whether it be weapons of mass destruction, you know, and take them loan to just buy that can of soup for a big fish story, or even sanctioning in Obamacare, all of the aspects of it, even down to if the guy that sponsoring it, the president saying that you can keep everything you had, and then that turns out not to be true, there needs to be recompense for that because it costs people a lot of money and headache. And you just get to the point, it's like, well, the federal government, the Congress, they don't actually work for the people, they work for fiat. Something that's just put it in that category, and then you know, I guess you'll certainly be a lot less angry about things from time to time. California has passed several laws that are going to create underground economies or grow the existing. Since I was a kid, these people have been smoking cigarettes, and now in 2016 you're going to have 21 and over cigarette laws. Well, you're going to give rise to an underground cigarette market that you can't control. And that will be profitable because you have your single cigarettes that are already profitable. Where you find them. But you have no. Also, the statistics should be your guide, not your legal opinion, that are devoid of what are the people doing, behavior, not behavior modification. What is their behavior past laws that either reward or reduce behaviors, but when you pass laws that sanction behaviors that's been going on since, World War II, all the kids were smoking cigarettes. So the imagery is that. Furthermore, you have the legalization of marijuana going on all around the nation. And you're going to create pockets of profitable illegal markets. Also, the legislature just passed and the governor signed in a ban on bullets, basically, because you have to have a background check for some damn bullets. Every bit of legislation in California and that's suggested from the White House has done nothing but fuel massive gun sales. Check your FBI statistics. They're massive. Bush left off. Huge. And so, again, you're going to create an underground market for bullets. It's as simple as that. Just people are going to get their bullets. Like they can get their fireworks, like they can get their moonshine, like they can get their dope, like they can get their legal dope, prescribed dope. You know, these underground markets are often fueled by prohibition. So when you really strip away what is the issue, there is a underground market for plastic bags now. Because you got to pay 10 cents? Oh, no, player. Somebody got to hook that up. We'll give you 300. Boy, 300 bags. And somebody going to go sell them. Okay? So think about it. Something to think about. Real talk, real politics. We'll be back tomorrow. I know I will. Real talk, real game. We're going to have a lot of game on it. So with that, folks, we are out.